Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
。Before we begin the study of the first lesson, let us bow our heads in a word of prayer, asking for God's guidance.
我们在开始讲授课文之前，我们一同低下头来，祈求上帝的引导。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，今天感谢你的恩典，我们有这样的机会研究你赐给人类的真理。求主差遣你的圣灵做我们的教员，引领我们明白你为我们所有的旨意。求主祝福每一位听众，给他们一个听到的心。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us take up Radio Bible Lesson Book Number 1.
现在拿起我们教材的上册。
You will notice first the table of contents.
翻开以后，首先是目录。
After that is the preface.
然后就有序言。
You can read this first for yourself.
这一部分你可以自己念。
And now we will begin the study of lesson number 1.
现在我们来研究第一课。
Please turn to page 1.
请翻到第一面。
The subject is the world's only international religion.
题目是世上唯一国际性的宗教。
Christianity is today's international religion.
基督教是现代国际性的宗教。
No longer is it termed the foreigner's religion.
它不再被认为是洋教。
As we travel throughout the Far East,
当我们在远东各地旅行的时候，
we find in every nation men and women, young and old, studying the fundamental principles of the Christian faith.
我们发现每一个国家里头都有男女老少在研究基督教教义的基本原则。
Before World War II, the nation of Japan was a nation which practiced emperor worship.
在第二次世界大战以前，日本是一个崇拜天皇的国家。
But since the war, multitudes in Japan have turned to the worship of the true God.
但是战争以后，许多日本的人民都转而崇拜真神上帝了。
Formerly, India was a nation of Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists.
以前印度是一个印度教、回教和佛教的国家。
Christian missionaries have preached in India for over 150 years.
基督教传教士曾在印度传教150多年。
Now in all parts of India, we find Christians.
现在我们可以在印度各地看见基督徒了。
The famous American evangelist Billy Graham went to India in 1956.
有名的美国布道家格里汉在1956年到了印度。
He conducted a prayer meeting with 150,000 people in attendance.
他主持了一次祈祷会，参加的人有150,000。
A great many of the listeners were non-Christians.
其中有许多的听众都不是基督徒。
Siam, Thailand, is a Buddhist nation.
暹罗，也就是泰国，是一个信仰佛教的国家。
Early missionaries found little success among the Thai people.
早期传教士在泰国人中很少有什么成就。
A Thai who accepted Christianity was looked upon as unpatriotic.
泰国人如果接受基督教，就会被人认为是不爱国或是不忠于祖先的人。
And disloyal to his ancestors.
这些人就被认为是不忠于祖先的。
But today, Christian churches are found all over Thailand.
但是今天在泰国到处都有基督教的教堂了。
China is the oldest of the Asiatic countries.
中国是亚洲最古老的国家。
It is also the largest and most populous.
它的地域最广，人口也最多。
Protestant missions in China were begun by Robert Morrison in 1807.
在1807年，马里逊在中国开始了改正教传教的工作。
In the early days of Christian work in China, the foreign missionary was a curiosity.
基督教在中国工作的初期，外国传教士常被认为是一种稀奇的人。
Many Chinese were suspicious of his work.
很多中国人对于他的工作表示怀疑。
He was frequently persecuted and ridiculed.
他也常受到逼迫和讥笑。
Christianity was not welcomed by the majority.
大多数的人都不欢迎基督教。
But this situation has changed in recent years.
但是这种情形在近年来已经改变了。
As the Chinese people have seen the good effect of Christian teachings upon daily living,
由于中国人已经看出基督教的教训在人们日常生活上所有的良好影响，
their opposition has greatly diminished.
所以他们的反感就大大的减少了。
Today, the Christian faith has tens of thousands of believers in China.
今天在中国有成千成万基督教的信徒。
Thousands of Chinese youth have been educated in Christian mission schools.
成千的中国青年曾经在基督教教会学校里受过教育。
Some of these have become leaders in numerous reform movements.
其中也有成为许多改革运动中领导的人物。
Many government leaders have embraced Christianity.
很多政府中的领袖也信奉了基督教。
Daily, they pray for their country.
每天他们为国家祈祷。
And daily they labor for the welfare of their countrymen.
每天他们也为他们的同胞谋福利。
Christianity cannot be confined to national boundaries.
基督教是不受国家界限所限制的。
Wherever it goes, it breaks down prejudice and eliminates hatred.
无论他到哪里都会打破偏见和消除仇恨。
The message of Christianity is a message that unites.
基督教所传的信息是使人融洽的信息。
It is the Christian spirit which really makes all men under heaven one family.
只有基督教的精神才能真正的使全人类成为天下一家。
Christianity is the world's fastest growing religion.
基督教是世上发展的最快的宗教。
This fact is most evident among many non-Christian nations.
这个事实在许多非基督教的国家中是非常明显的。
Of every 5 people on earth today, nearly 3 profess the Christian faith.
在今天世界上几乎每五个人中就有三个人是具有基督教信仰的。
Thus we see, dear friend, that Christianity is the world's international religion.
亲爱的朋友，我们由此可以看出，基督教是一种国际性的宗教。
Its teachings can be understood by all men.
它的教训是全人类所能了解的。
Its message fulfills the basic needs and longings of all men.
它的信息能够满足全人类基本的需要和渴望。
Its Savior, Jesus Christ, is the Savior of all men.
它的救主耶稣基督乃是全人类的救主。
Therefore, the study of Christian teachings is very important.
所以研究基督教的教训是非常重要的。
Why are so many accepting the Christian faith?
为什么有这么多的人接受基督教的信仰呢？
You have a responsibility to yourself to find the answer.
你有责任替你自己找出答案来。
Now let us return to the first of the lesson, and I will read it slowly in English.
现在请再翻到第一课开始的地方，李牧师要用英文把课文读一遍。
Christianity is today's international religion. No longer is it term the foreigner's religion. As we travel throughout the Far East, we find in every nation men and women, young and old, studying the fundamental principles of the Christian faith. Before World War II, the nation of Japan was a nation which practiced emperor worship. But since the war, multitudes in Japan have turned to the worship of the true God. Formerly, India was a nation of Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists. Christian missionaries have preached in India for over 150 years. Now in all parts of India, we find Christians. The famous American evangelist, Billy Graham, went to India in 1956. He conducted a prayer meeting with 150,000 people in attendance. A great many of the listeners were non-Christians. Siam, Thailand, is a Buddhist nation. Early missionaries found little success among the Thai people. A Thai who accepted Christianity was looked upon as unpatriotic and disloyal to his ancestors. But today, Christian churches are found all over Thailand. China is the oldest of the Asiatic countries. It is also the largest and most populous. Protestant missions in China were begun by Robert Morrison in 1807. In the early days of Christian work in China, the foreign missionary was a curiosity. Many Chinese were suspicious of his work. He was frequently persecuted and ridiculed. Christianity was not welcomed by the majority. But this situation has changed in recent years. As the Chinese people have seen the good effect of Christian teachings upon daily living, their opposition has greatly diminished. Today, the Christian faith has tens of thousands of believers in China. Thousands of Chinese youth have been educated in Christian mission schools. Some of these have become leaders in numerous reform movements. Many government leaders have embraced Christianity. Daily they pray for their country, and daily they labor for the welfare of their countrymen. Christianity cannot be confined to national boundaries. Wherever it goes, it breaks down prejudice and eliminates hatred. The message of Christianity is a message that unites. It is the Christian spirit which really makes all men under heaven one family. Christianity is the world's fastest growing religion. This fact is most evident among many non-Christian nations. Of every 5 people on earth today, nearly 3 profess the Christian faith. Thus we see, dear friend, that Christianity is the world's international religion. Its teachings can be understood by all men. Its message fulfills the basic needs and longings of all men. Its Savior, Jesus Christ, is the Savior of all men. Therefore, the study of Christian teachings is very important. Why are so many accepting the Christian faith? You have a responsibility to yourself to find the answer. Now I will pronounce the vocabulary words at the bottom of each page.
现在我要把每一面底下的生字为各位念一遍。
Let us first look at the vocabulary words at the foot of page 1.
我们首先看第一面下面的生字。
Number 1.
第一个。
International.
国际的。
International. Number 2.
第二个。
Foreigner.
外国人。
Foreigner. Number
3. 第三个。
Fundamental.
基本的。
Fundamental.Number 4,
第四,
principles,
原则,
principles. Number 5, multitudes,
群众,
multitudes. Number 6,
第六,
missionaries,
国外传教士。
Missionaries. Number 7.
第七。
Unpatriotic.
不爱国的。
Unpatriotic. Number 8. Disloyal.
第八。不忠心的。
Disloyal.At the foot of page 2,
在第二面的下面,
we have first number 9.
第九,
populous,
人口多的,
populous. Number 10,
第十,
Protestant,
改正教,
Protestant. Number 11,
十一
Q Curiosity,
稀奇。
Curiosity. Number
12. 十二。
Suspicious,
怀疑。
Suspicious. 13.
第十三。
Ridicule,
嘲笑。
Ridiculed. Number 14.
十四。
Diminished,
减少。
Diminished. Number 15.
十五。
Embraced,
信奉。
Embraced. 16.
十六。
Prejudice,
偏见。
Prejudice. And on page 3,
第三面,
number 17,
第十七个生字,
evident,
明显的,
evident. And then the last one, number 18, longings,
最后一个生字, 渴望,
longings.So this is the lesson number 1 entitled The World's Only International Religion.
这就是我们所研究的第一课,世上唯一国际性的宗教。
Which tells us that Christianity is not limited to any race or country.
告诉我们说,基督教是不受国家或种族的限制。
Christianity is humanity's religion.
基督教是人类的宗教。
I hope you will study this lesson over by yourself.
我希望你能自行地把这一课研究一遍。
Next time we will study lesson number 2, a practical religion.
下一次我们所要研究的是第二课，实际的宗教。
We hopeThat not only you yourself will continue to study with us, but that you will also invite your friends to study.
我们希望不单是你自己研究，也请你的朋友一同来研究。
And so we say goodbye to you until the next broadcast.
现在到了我们说再会的时候了。